855-905-8255. Any question about your relationship? Debra, bonjour.
Bonjour, Simon.
Bonjour and welcome to the rendezvous. Tell me what's going on. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I just needed some help. My husband is always on his phone. And he has a job that requires him to be on his phone a lot. But even when he's not working, I feel like he's on his phone all the time. And whenever I try to talk to him, he'll be looking at his phone, but he'll answer me. So I don't even get eye contact from him. And I get really frustrated. And anytime I call him on it, he says, you know, oh, it's work. You know, I need to do my job. But I just feel like he loves his phone more than he loves me.
Oh, come on. Okay. The phone addiction is real, by the way. So the thing, Debra, is that some people are really addicted. So question number one, do you think he has an addiction with his phone, like purely simply to the phone?
I think he does, but he swears, you know, he's just working. But I know it's more than that.
And do you think there is a conversation he wants to avoid? So the phone is a way to avoid a conversation you guys should have soon.
Well, we have two small children.
Yes.
So I think that honestly, he just wants to have a moment to himself, maybe.
Okay.
And
okay.
he doesn't want to have one more thing to have to do at the end of the day. And I can sympathize with that. Being a new mom, it's just like so stressful and tiring.
Sure.
And, you know.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, if we don't pay attention to one another and we don't focus on each other, then our relationship and our marriage is not going to work if we're not spending some time paying attention to each other, right?
Yes. So now I have a good idea for you. It's going to be, we start with a humoristic strategy. Every time he's on his phone, text him when you're next to him. Put your phone down. I'm right here. Let's talk. Send him a text. Okay. And then he's gonna have to put the phone down. And then you tell him what you told me. Tell him how you feel. Tell him it's hurting your feelings. Tell him it's hurting the marriage. Tell him, you know, every time, you know, it's too much. And we have to keep an equilibrium, a compromise. And then you talk about what would be the right balance.
Okay, that's a really good idea, actually.
So good luck with that. And let's see
Thank
how it
you.
Goes. If it doesn't go well, you know, to the right direction, you call me back and we'll get to the next stage of my strategy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Simon.
You're most welcome. Good luck to you and for both of you. Good luck. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
Mm-hmm. Talking about cell phones and relationship, my producer Jill just passed me a stat on cell phone and relationships. You're not going to believe it. So stay with me.